Conversation 1. Hey, Mary. How's your volunteer work going? You still involved in that after-school program with the elementary school kids?
Yeah, but I've got a problem. I'm supposed to be driving a bunch of them to the zoo tomorrow.
Yeah?
And I was supposed to rent a van for the trip, but I waited too long to call the rental agency to reserve one. And now it turns out they don't have any vans available for tomorrow. I don't know what to do. These kids will be really disappointed if their trip gets canceled.
Well, doesn't one of your friends here on campus have a car? I mean, couldn't you borrow it for the day?
Yeah, probably, but I need to borrow 2 cars or there wouldn't be enough space for all the kids.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was going to rent the van, and then I need to find somebody else to drive to. I can't drive 2 cars by myself.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I am sure you can probably find a volunteer, or if you wanted to save yourself the trouble of hunting down the second driver, well, what about public transportation? Check the bus schedule. I think there's a bus line that goes right past the zoo.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But I don't know. It might be a real challenge, supervising the kids on the bus.
Yeah, that would be a big trouble.
Sometimes they are a handful when they get excited. It's an option, though.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 8. What is the woman supposed to do tomorrow?
Question 9. Why does the woman take the children to the zoo?
Question 10. What is the problem that the woman faces?
Question 11. What suggestion does the man give to the woman?